On this Giving Tuesday, WGN Radio and Marquette Bank invite you to support your local community organizations and nonprofits. Get involved, make a difference, and support Chicagoland causes close to your heart.
Michelle Maxia joins us right now, the director of Toy Box Connection Children's Charity. And Michelle, now is the time of the season to, of course, give back, help people out, and you guys do a lot of that. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, John. You nailed it. This is the season for people to give because they want to give. But I have to tell you, need has no season. I enjoy this time of year because people are lit on fire and they give more than they do any other time. So we will absolutely embrace that movement of people's hearts right now.
You bring up a great point, though, and I think that's something we all need to remember because you're right, November, December, we start thinking about it. But come January, February, a lot of nonprofits, a lot of people that do great work, they need our help then there, too. So it's great to give now, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But, hey, in 2023, when the clock clicks on over, just keep in mind those nonprofits that are doing the work 12 months long. I imagine you subscribe to that, too.
Absolutely. We are all year long. We're not a Christmas charity. We actually are so much more than toys, John. I have to tell you, we've evolved into everything under the sun, from clothes. We've partnered with Amazon. We've done brand new mattress loads. We send things down to the disaster areas, cleaning products. It's really what families need. We've opened ourselves in our warehouse to receive everything the family could need. So as we grew in space, so did the resources that we chose to connect with us as well. So my mom keeps telling me to take Toy Box off and just call us Connections because there's so much that we do. But right now it's Christmas and we're Toy Box Connection for that reason, to bring joy to children who before us probably wouldn't have that opportunity. So yeah. We're jumper cables, John.
I love that analogy. The jumper cables connecting those that have with those that need. I love that.
Thank you. Everything that we are is only in partnership with people, families, businesses who take the time to join us in our mission. I promise people, when they bring their toys here, we have hundreds and hundreds of lists. And I have to tell you, it's kind of scary right now. The lists are growing exponentially, and we are having a hard time really keeping up with it. In fact, for the first time in 14 years, I'm in my warehouse now, I'm looking at empty shelves, and I'm in shock because it's never happened. So girls, games and puzzles for older kids, and arts and crafts completely empty at the warehouse. It's a bit concerning, but I'm of the theory that somebody greater than us sent me the list, and somebody greater than us will send us the toys.
It's the Toy Box Connection Children's Charity, if you're just joining us, and chatting with Michelle Maxia. Okay, so Michelle, we've kind of alluded to what you do, but I mean, let's put a finer point on it. These are kids in the Chicagoland area primarily. What's your reach?
Primarily, so our backyard is the Chicagoland area and truly all of Illinois, and we've expanded outward, but for me, it's taking care of our own backyard. So these are families that are struggling. We work with other nonprofits, John, so we don't work with independent families. We could not reach the kids that we've been able to reach working one family at a time. So we connect ourselves to other organizations, battered women's shelters, foster homes, orphanages, homeless shelters, hospitals, community centers, counselors through the schools. They know the families that are in need. They have time to vet those families in to connect the children that really, really need it.
That's so smart, because the boots on the ground organizations, they know the need and they know exactly who needs it. And that is a whole operation in and of itself. That is such an important pipeline that I don't think people understand if they don't work or know the nonprofit sphere.
We are really unique in that way. And I've looked it up, and we've been told that across the entire nation, there is nobody like Toy Box Connection. Everybody is single-minded. They're, homeless shelters help the homeless. Battered women's shelter help the battered women. There's organizations that help children with cancer. All of them are so important, but we get them all. Like, we are an organization who helps all of them. Again, we can only do what's brought to us. I can't give what I don't have. I haven't won that lottery. And the minute I do, I'll tell you what, I'm buying a toy factory. That's not a problem. That's my first investment. But until then, I have to count on all of you, your listeners. There's so many things to do and so many groups that can do it. We're really just counting on them stepping outside of the box and helping one of their locals.
Right.
There's a lot of big organizations. God bless them for what they do. But I don't know if they're hurting like we're all hurting here in the small sector, you know, because...
Yeah, boy, it has been tough, right, with the prices and everything else. Okay, so in the holiday season, you want new toys. That makes total sense, right? After the holiday season,
correct,
you'll take a few gently and used items.
Oh,
so
we'll take gently used toys all day long.
Okay, so...
Books, musical instruments. Yes.
And you're also especially in need of right now some video games, accessories, all system. And like, look, some people might think, oh, that's extravagant. No, for a kid, that's what they're like, that's a dream come true. Every kid's entitled to a fun childhood. All right. Puzzles, books, arts and crafts. How can people reach out to you, Michelle, if they're sitting on toys that they have that they want to go out and buy new ones or maybe after the holiday season, some new, gently used ones? Where do you want people to go?
Please go right to our website, toyboxconnection.com.org.net. We have an Amazon wish list. They can really just shop right from their, you know, on break at work or at home. Go on to Amazon under Toy Box Connection. Everything, we didn't pick $500 toys. We have all very reasonably priced toys for people who are struggling. And people who aren't struggling, go for it, buy two. And it will all get here to the charity effortlessly. If they want to come to us at our location, if they want to do a toy drive at their school or their Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, please go to the website, contact us. We will give you all the paperwork and everything you need to have a successful toy drive. And again, one toy is too many and a thousand's never enough.
Yeah.
So
Toy Box,
we don't have enough.
Toyboxconnection.com. Michelle, I can hear your passion. I love it. Thank you for joining us on this Giving Tuesday.
Thank you, Jen, for having me. Have a beautiful season, everyone.
Yeah, and a big thank you to Marquette Bank for reminding us to support local nonprofits and organizations on this Giving Tuesday. Visit emarquettebank.com/give to join with Marquette Bank to support local causes. Quick break, then the news, and more on WGN.